The face of desperation takes many forms. In Nepal, many thousands of people have also lost everything, their homes, their loved ones, their livelihoods, in last month's terrible earthquake. The reported death toll has now risen to more than 7,000, with many more people injured or still missing.
But some Nepalese citizens are also trying to help to secure the country's future by safeguarding its past. Among the victims of the quake are dozens of centuries-old temples and palaces, many of which are on UNESCO's World Heritage List. And while relief work for the victims is in full swing, groups of local people have rallied to save what they can of Nepal's famous monuments.
Nepal's tourist industry brings the country 150 million euros a year, and for many whose livelihoods depend on it, restoration can't come soon enough. But as Aleta Andre reports from Kathmandu in Nepal, there's a lot more at stake than just money.
We are standing in the front of the Darbar Square. It is old heritage, UNESCO recognized place. Front of us there is a temple. So what we are seeing from here, it is only the stairs we are seeing. So above this one it is five stories. Yeah, now it is of course is all the collapse because this is only the basement.
This is Nilam Bastola. He owns a tour agency called Asian Treks and Heritage in Nepal's capital Kathmandu. He shows me the city's famous Durbar Square, once the home of kings, which attracted hundreds of tourists every day to admire the ancient palace and temples. Now all that remains of many temples is a staircase with a pile of bricks. Nilam explains this is a big loss for visitors and locals alike.
It's looking horrible, huh?
Yeah, it's looking nothing. No, it is really sad, of course. People every day, morning, people going to praying there, but now it is not possible anymore. So it must be there is a very sad. There is one palace. This is also already broke down. We cannot call Darbar Square anymore. It is a charm. It's already gone, actually. So it is a big loss, of course.
In the nearby tourist area of Tamil, it is almost as if nothing happened. Most souvenir shops are open, as well as the restaurants, with some foreigners eating there.
At least the shops are up and running, many shops.
Since yesterday.
Okay.
But I think, this season is a business going to be difficult.
But just around the corner from Nilam's office, a huge open area full of rubble and bricks reveals that tragedy struck here, too. A seven-story hotel collapsed, killing about 25 tourists and possibly more people, as the building fell on top of a public water tank where locals used to do their laundry. Green spray paint on the walls reveals that rescue workers have already searched the area. Dal Bahadur Limbu, president of the Nepal Association of Tour and Travel Agents, is looking at the destruction.
They found many dead bodies. It was so sad. And the owner of this budget hotel keep asking us what to do.
Other hotels are still standing, but business has been hit hard. In the severely damaged heritage town of Bhaktapur, just east of Kathmandu, manager Suresh Shrestha of the Pagoda Guest House sits in an empty lobby.
We have to look at the whole of Bhaktapur, not our personal situation, because many people have died here and many houses have been destroyed. It's obvious that no tourist would like to stay in such a situation. No one is staying here. Even all bookings have been cancelled.
Near the hotel, dozens of local people, held by police officers, are rescuing stones that, before the quake, made up the Vatsala Durga temple. The stones are carefully put aside, while whatever remains of the temple's valuable ancient statues is placed in the town museum's courtyard. One of the volunteers is Sudesh Prakash, a tour guide.
Tourism industry has been seriously affected by this sort of devastating effect of the earthquake. It's very difficult to say, we all are in crisis. But in this very hard time, we all are, gathering here for the, reduce the effects, devastating effect of the, earthquake. We are trying our best.
Many of the destroyed temples had experienced a similar fate once before, during a strong earthquake in 1934. While plans are now being made to use the ancient stones and carvings to reconstruct the temples in their old style, the question arises whether this time it can be done in a more quake-proof manner. But as renowned archaeologist Tarananda Mishra explains, this is easier said than done.
These are all traditional buildings built with clay, wood and brick. Later on, UNESCO had prohibited to use those materials which were not traditionally used in our monuments, such as iron, cement we had omitted. This also may be the cause of more damages. The government of Nepal is trying to assess the amount of damages, and naturally, general people will support these efforts because for us, these art objects are our gods.
Back in his office in Tamil, Neelam is not expecting any tourists anytime soon. Instead, he is trying both to help the victims and to make new tour plans for the future.
We like to be a responsible business because there's many people they're sleeping in just in outside still, so we want to provide the tent, medicines, some food. Actually, we have several bookings, of course, but I already tried to cancel them from our side because the situation is not really good. Going to Bhaktapur is not so nice situation now. Going to Kathmandu Square is not so nice situation for now. So we want to make some alternate package. I think it's okay from the September, but I think before the September, it is, of course, it's decreasing. Many people are suffering still. There are many people, they're missing their families and houses and everything. We want to just try to manage this.
While emergency relief is, of course, the priority for everyone in Nepal and for the international aid community, locals like Neelam and Suresh are also working to protect their important monuments. Restoring them is of great importance to the tourism industry, which, before the earthquake, provided thousands of local jobs. Moreover, as Mr. Mishra explained, the value of these heritage sites cannot be measured by money or historical interest alone. These sites are embedded in the cultural identity of the people of Nepal, and saving them is an integral part of the country's recovery.
That report from Kathmandu comes to us from Alata Andre.